It was exactly 7 years ago today that Lee and I came to Christ Community Church for the first time. But we didn't realize that every year on this day, CCC actually meets here in the amphitheater rather than back in Daytona. We didn't realize the church parking lot is used for parking for the race. So Lee and I arrive at the church building, and of course, because there's no church happening, a very polite young gentleman asks us for $20 to park. At which point, Lee looks at me as if to say, "What kind of church is this? And if they charge $20 for the parking, what are they going to charge us to get through the front door? This could get expensive. Do they have some sort of annual pass that we could purchase?" Well, I'm glad that you made it safely here. This morning we begin a brand new series on the parables of Jesus, stories which communicate profound spiritual realities. And this first parable that we're going to look at is crucial to understand. It's foundational. In fact, in Mark chapter 4, Jesus explicitly says to his disciples, "If you do not understand this parable, then how will you be able to understand the rest of the parables?" Jesus calls it the parable of the sower. Let's pray as we begin. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, by your Spirit, would you open our ears to hear? In Jesus' name, amen. This is Matthew chapter 13. You'll find it on your handouts, starting at verse 3. Jesus told them many things in parables, saying, "A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up since they had no depth of soil, but when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear." And now we're going to jump down to verse 18, where Jesus explains this parable for us. "Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while. And when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. As for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. This is the word of the Lord. He who has ears, let him hear." Now, if you can picture the scene, this parable that we've just heard preached was preached by Jesus as he sat in a boat in a bay, and he's preaching to people as they stand on the shore in a natural kind of amphitheater-shaped cove, much like the shape of the place we're sitting right now. And that ear-shaped rock formation made it possible for thousands to hear Jesus speak. But even though thousands could physically hear what Jesus was saying, Jesus knew that in a crowd that size and in a crowd this size, there would be numerous people who heard his words without really hearing them. Now, if you've been taking part in our year of reading dangerously, you might have got hold of the app on your smartphone called Dwell. And that allows you to listen to the Bible. I find it really helpful. I do this a lot when I'm driving, when I'm getting ready in the morning. And if you've done that, what you may discover is that it's very easy, especially if you're listening while doing something else, for your mind to just kind of slip into cruise control. Have you had that experience? And before you know it, the words are just kind of there in the background, kind of like an audible wallpaper. And if someone were to suddenly hit pause on your iPhone and ask you, what have you just been hearing about? It might be rather embarrassing. It might be hard to answer. This is a parable about how all of us are in danger of listening without really listening. Hearing without really hearing. And I realize that I'm saying this in a very distracting environment. It's beautiful. The sunshine, the wind's blowing. So I realize it's a challenge. And yet I really want to try and key in on this because without exaggeration, it is a matter of life and death. Look at verse 3. Jesus says, a sower went out to sow seeds. He tells us in verse 18 what the seed represents. It's the word of the kingdom. What is the word of the kingdom? It's not simply a message about how to be forgiven your sin, as wonderful as that is. It's about how we enter the kingdom. And the kingdom is nothing less than a world in which everything is healed and made whole, redeemed and restored, where there's perfect justice, perfect peace forever. Sin and death destroyed. And Jesus taught us to ask for it, didn't he, in the Lord's Prayer? Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So when Jesus entered the world, when he lived a life without sin and demonstrated his power to heal and make people whole and then overcome death itself, the kingdom of God was visibly breaking into our world so that we could see it and so that we could hear it. To look at Jesus is like looking at one of those incredibly powerful telescopes. You peer into it and it gives you a glimpse of overwhelming beauty that would otherwise be completely invisible to us. That is what Jesus is doing when he preaches, verse 9, the word of the kingdom. He's announcing that in him, this heavenly kingdom has broken into the world like lightning, and that in him we can enter it. But how do we do that? Jesus gives us the remarkable answer. It is so simple, it is so powerful, and yet like a seed, it is so vulnerable. You enter the kingdom by hearing the word of the kingdom. If we want to enter the kingdom, we have to make sure that we listen intently, seriously, carefully. If we want to enter the kingdom, we must let the word of the kingdom enter into us. We have to receive it, understand it, allow it to transform us. And the way that it enters is through our ears. Scripture is filled with warnings about how we must be careful how we listen. And this is why, because salvation depends on it. Luke chapter 8 says, take heed how you hear, because as it says in Romans, faith comes by hearing the word of the kingdom. And here's the disturbing part. Jesus is making here in this parable, he's making it clear that there are four ways to hear, and only one of them bears fruit. All four people that Jesus describes in this parable, they hear the word, and yet only one of them becomes fruitful. Jesus is saying, when the word of the kingdom enters your ears, it goes in and is sown in your heart. The word is like a seed, and your heart is like the ground in which the seed is planted. And what happens next depends upon the kind of heart with which you listen. First of all, there's the hard heart, the hard heart. I heard these four headings in a 35-year-old sermon from Tim Keller. I wanted to reuse them. The hard heart, verse 4. Some seeds fell along the path, and the birds, which represent the influence of the evil one, the birds came and devoured the seed. In verse 19, Jesus then tells us what that means. He says, this is the person who hears the word of the kingdom, but they do not understand it. Now, that doesn't mean that they don't intellectually understand it. It means that they refuse to let it change them. Christianity is kept at a kind of theoretical level, something maybe that you like to talk about, but you keep it at arm's length. It's never allowed to become personal or practical. In other words, you harden your heart against it. You hear the word, but the word just bounces off you, kind of like seed off a path. Do you remember how in Mark chapter 6, King Herod puts John the Baptist into prison because John the Baptist has been preaching against Herod's adultery? Now, Mark chapter 6 says that Herod knew John was a righteous and holy man. And not only that, it says that Herod liked to listen to him. And it says that Herod refused to repent of his adultery, even though he liked to listen to the preaching. So if you like to hear the word preached, you like to come to church and all that surrounds it, but you don't want to do what it says, what do? You harden your heart. Your heart has to become like the path so that seed bounces off it. And as far as we can tell from Scripture, Herod's failure to listen was spiritually fatal. Later, when Herod meets Jesus, he repeatedly asks Jesus to speak. And what does Jesus do? The text says that Jesus remains silent. So Jesus is warning us here, do not harden your heart. Secondly, there's the shallow heart. The shallow heart. That's verse 5. Other seeds fell on rocky ground where they didn't have much soil. And immediately they sprang up since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched. And since they had no roots, they withered away. Jesus explains that in verse 20. He says, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while. And when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. So did you notice? This person receives the word initially with great joy. It is possible at church to be swept up in shallow emotionalism and superficiality or sentimentality. We may be moved to tears of happiness or tears of grief, but these kinds of emotional responses are not necessarily any reflection of spiritual depth or repentance. They could be superficial. So in a highly charged moment at church, Christ is being preached, you're excited, you feel that you would die for him, but then some kind of trouble comes. Perhaps your marriage fails, or people at work start to ostracize you because you say you're a Christian, or maybe financially things get really bad, or maybe one of the kids gets really sick, and suddenly people notice that you're no longer at church. What's happened? You're no longer getting from Jesus what you thought you were going to get. You didn't want someone to save you from your sin. You wanted someone to save you from suffering. And when Jesus doesn't deliver on that, you ghost him. You fall away. That's the shallow heart. Then thirdly, there's the divided heart. Verse 7, other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Jesus explains that in verse 22. He says, as for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. You know, one of the concerning things about this particular person is that it is hard to see where they're at spiritually. It's hard to gauge it because they don't obviously fall away like the first two types of people. Instead, the word is choked. It's kept from being fruitful in their lives. Some of us are committed to Christ, yes, but we're committed to other things too. Things that are keeping us from holiness and therefore from happiness. You know that Christ is calling you to maybe use your relationships differently, use your sexuality differently, or your money differently, but you cannot quite bring yourself to go there. So your conscience is constantly being pricked as if by thorns. And you notice this person is actually the unhappiest of the four people. The first person doesn't even recognize what they've lost. The second person actually experiences great joy for a time and then falls away entirely with apparently no regrets. But this person hasn't fallen away. You know too much about Jesus Christ, so you know too much to let go of him. But there are worldly things that you won't let go of either. So the word is choked. You're unfruitful. You don't have the joy of seeing spiritual power flowing through you. So you probably struggle with whether or not you're a Christian at all. And it's miserable. It's miserable. That's the divided heart. Well, lastly, there's the receptive heart. Verse 8, other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. Jesus explains that in verse 23. As for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. This person understands, in the fullest sense of that word, the word of the kingdom. They see the beauty of Christ, and they're willing to do whatever it takes to walk closely with him, because they know that it's the only way to a joyful Christian life. Their heart isn't hard. They allow it to become more than intellectual. But at the same time, their heart isn't shallow, so their faith is more than mere emotion. And lastly, their heart isn't divided. They know that their happiness is bound up with their holiness. And so they want to obey Christ in every area of their lives and bear as much fruit as possible. So let me close. When the word of the kingdom is preached every Sunday, how do you listen? With what kind of heart? Like a seed, the word of the kingdom contains within it power to bring extraordinary life, even eternal life, but also at the same time, like a seed, the word can seem so tiny, so unimpressive, so vulnerable, because the power of it in your life depends upon how you listen. Do you know, between the parable and the explanation of it, Jesus makes the point that if we listen in one way, more will be given to us, but that if we listen to it in another way, even what we think we have will be taken away from us. The 19th century pastor Charles Simeon put it like this, devastating words. He says, every sermon increases either our salvation or our condemnation. Or as the author Christopher Ashe puts it, listening to sermons is a risky business. It can damage your health or take you closer to final rescue. What it won't do is leave you unchanged. The word of the kingdom is that in Jesus Christ and uniquely in him, God's heavenly power has broken into this kingdom, broken into this world to make all things new, including you. Through repentance and faith in him, you can enter his kingdom. So come to him. Be united to him. Listen to him. Let's pray. Father, we know these are sobering words. May the word of the kingdom take root in our hearts and find good soil there. Please, would you keep the evil one from snatching away the word, even now? Would you make us receptive to your word, willing to act on it immediately when we know we're being challenged? Please keep our hearts from hardness, from shallowness, from the unhappiness of having a divided heart, and grant us the joy of seeing spiritual fruit multiplying in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.